Hi, everybody. This is Lisa.
And this is Joe.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for January 19th, 2008. On this week's show,
you get the best of both worlds.
Oh, no, this can't be good. Biscuits and gravy?
Biscuits and gravy. No.
But that comes later.
Tell us
about the best of both worlds.
The best of both worlds is having, well, I'll tell you right now, it's having an adorable wife.
Oh, here we go. Her again.
And winning the award for being the coolest dad of 2008. How did I win that, you say? Well, first of all, your first question was, who's that?
My first question was, who bestows this award?
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah. Well, your dad of the week.
Judgment team of one. The judges raise their flags. 10-0.
Expert dad.
I knew a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy who wound up with... It's a long story. I'll cut to the chase. I took my daughters, your stepdaughters, to see Hannah Montana at the United Center this past week. And we saw...
I feel like there should be crowd noise going on. I don't do sound effects, but...
We saw it from a skybox at the United Center. I know. My favorite part of the concert... Emma's favorite part of the concert was Allie and AJ. Allie and AJ coming out with Hannah and doing Kiss's Rock and Roll All Night. Rebecca's favorite part was The Best of Both Worlds, Hannah Montana's little theme song. My favorite part, the Kettle One. And the ice maker.
Boy, you need Kettle One at a Hannah Montana concert. No offense, Hannah fans.
And it was really cute. She played to her audience very well. The audience just ate it up.
Aaron's going to be jealous.
I know.
Doesn't he like her?
You know what? I think.
Ooh.
We won't go down that avenue.
Backstage passes.
To see Miley Cyrus.
He's a Miley groupie now.
That's right. So...
She but signed I will tell your...
Hey, family show.
No, it's not. Get your family out of here right now.
Did we welcome people to the show, by the way? Welcome to the show.
They know they're welcome.
Okay. You know you're welcome. We just figured we'd get right into it because why waste your time with formalities, right?
Which you're doing right now.
Exactly. Okay, so back to the show. So we go to the show, Skybox, pretty cool, decent seats. It was so noisy. It was,
surprise.
You can imagine. It was the shrieking. Now, I don't know. You see films of when the Beatles played on the Ed Sullivan show. Now, the Sullivan Theater is pretty small, and you hear the screaming and everything, but it's like, I can't even do it.
But they like level it off.
Yeah.
You just have no idea.
This, I described it to one of the guys at work today. This was like standing on a runway at O'Hare.
Uh-huh.
And a plane is coming in for a landing like 3 feet above your head.
That's how Ashley Simpson was. It was literally deafening.
Yeah. So fortunately, I was able to walk up to the hallway and like get out of the noise for a while.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the concert that's loud. It's the fans.
Mm-hmm. But it was good. And unfortunately, I only had 3 tickets, so Lisa was unable to go. Unfortunate for Lisa. Yeah.
Sniffling over here.
But I did call her and I held the phone out when there was... Oh, that would have been illegal transmission of a show. But I did. You got to hear her.
I couldn't even hear her. I just heard the crowd.
Oh, you get the best of both worlds?
Yeah.
That's right.
Every kid in there.
But anyway, so we got to see the show and it was pretty cool. The kids got t-shirts. I got to hang out and I was... There were only 2 guys in the booth. It was a bunch of soccer moms and their kids.
Of course.
Not in the booth.
And your kids
box.
Are actually a little on the older side.
They are. But you know what? They had a good time anyway.
Well, the Skybox experience is really cool.
Yeah.
That really sets it apart.
I'm going to be going back to the United Center in a couple of weeks with Rebecca to see a Bulls game, basketball game. And we're going to have to sit in, like, seats.
With the commoners.
I know. She's not going to.
Where's the dessert cart?
Yeah. How come? Where's that lady with the big caramel apples coming down here and the pretzels and everything? Well, you know. I will say, if you ever get the experience to go into the skyboxes at the United Center here in Chicago, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you get an opportunity and you haven't gone, take the opportunity. It's a great experience, and it's really, Truthfully, you get spoiled.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, we always sit in Wrigley Field and like look up at the skyboxes and watch the dessert cart and the milkshake cart and the drink cart.
I've been in the boxes at Wrigley.
I know
I've been
you
in the boxes
have.
In every stadium in this town.
I have only experienced the boxes from below.
Look up there.
Before they smack you and tell you not to look.
Now they don't do that anymore. They cut that out.
They don't do it to ladies anyway.
That's right. So, you know, speaking of Hannah Montana, I made a decision a while ago. I actually made this decision before the holidays, and now I want to share it with our listeners.
Now it's in full force.
It is in full force. I decided I want to have Hannah Montana bumpers in my life. I want to punctuate my life with incidental music from the Hannah Montana TV show. So, for example, what we're doing is, you know, I'll be at work. We'll be up in the cafeteria, and I'll sit there. My boss will be there, and he'll say, oh, you know what? That report was missing, and we need to get that in there because I got a meeting at 9 o'clock. And I'll say, okay, well, I'll get to it right away, but let me go and finish my breakfast first. And he'll be like, breakfast? You don't need that. Ah! And then the crowd kicks up, and then you hear... And then it fades out, fade up into my office. I'm sitting there typing away. And then all of a sudden, my phone rings and it's Lisa saying she wants to meet for lunch. So then I sit there and I think to my, and I go,
I have a dilemma. Is that the perturbed Miley <that's> music?
So then...
What about when you have to have a serious talk with someone?
If I have to have a serious talk with someone, like say I come home from work, say I had a really rough day, and I get off the train and I come home and there you are and you're sitting in the chair and you're looking kind of sad. Mm-hmm. And I'll walk through the door and I'll go, hey, baby, what's going on? And I'll look and you'll be sitting there. Hey, and that's the door closing.
Oh, yes, naturally.
So that's what I'm going to be working on in my life. I'm going to get a little portable thing to carry around
with
me.
Yeah, I was just
going to
ask how you're going
to
do that.
You once said that you wanted to have a theme song. And you wanted to like, have a tape recorder or something and play it every time you walk in the room.
Actually, that's how I felt when I walked on the train today. I saw you like way at the back of the train, so I got on the train and I like smiled and waved. And everybody in the train is like...
Who's that chick?
Do we know her? I walked in like I was a celebrity. And yes, theme music would have been awesome.
Didn't you have a song picked out? Is your theme song? I thought you did.
Penny and I talked about it because they do that with, you know, like baseball players when they run onto the field. I can't remember what mine was, though, or if I ever even picked one. Listeners, make suggestions.
Yeah. What would Lisa's...
Oh, no.
If Lisa were a baseball player...
The bitch is back.
Or it would be
tired joke.
Pretty good, huh? All right, enough of this nonsense. You know what we need to do? We need to talk about some food.
Yeah, let's talk about
food. Jeez, okay. So this past weekend, Lisa has. Well, you've had kind of a stress. Our lives have been kind of stressful.
I was being crabby, Joe. Just tell them how it happened.
I'm trying to be
polite here. No, I was yipping at Joe about something.
And I figured...
Oh, God, I just vacuumed this floor yesterday. Does it really need to be vacuumed again? What's been going on in here? We haven't even eaten at home in 2 days. How does the kitchen get messy when we don't eat at home for 3 days?
Told those kids to put the laptops away.
And Joe...
Guitar Hero. Why do they keep playing Guitar Hero? Oh, God.
Joe, in the classic Lynn line of frustration, that's it. I'm done.
No. That's Rebecca's latest thing. I'm done. I'm done. Okay.
I'm done. He walks over and picks up the phone. Oh, God. He's calling his lawyer. Hi. I'd like to book a massage. Oh, actually, it's for my wife. Her name's Lisa.
That's right. I called our health club and I got you a massage.
And did it work?
Man, you were the happiest little girl I ever saw.
For like at least a couple hours.
So Saturday morning, Lisa went in. She went in for her massage. I decided to go work out. So it worked out very nicely. So while you were inside getting you know, worked over.
Because, and here's the tip I have to share about this. First of all, get a massage, period.
Yes.
But I highly recommend the community health club experience over the spa experience. And there's a community health club like that, either city run or just like a really casual come as you are kind of, not exactly the why, but
it's also not exactly Lifetime Fitness. I've done that
before. That's my point.
And that's like a pickup joint in a lot of
cases.
That's
my point. It's very down to earth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the massage therapy doesn't come with a whole lot of frills that you might get at a day spa or what my grandma would have called a beauty shop. But the effect is the same. It's a good, solid massage.
Yeah. So you came out of there
it's
very
still very
happy.
Relaxing. They had candles, low lights, nice music.
Yeah, some nice new agey stuff.
Off in the distance, I could hear the whistle blowing at like all county basketball tryouts. Yeah,
there was a boys basketball game going on in the gym.
But I liked it a lot because the whole like day spa or beauty shop environment is a little bit intimidating to me because I'm just not that into myself.
Aww.
No, it's, I mean.
Do we need to have a daily affirmation now? Okay, theme song, and then I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it. Anyway, so after this
anyway,
experience,
it's less
you were
intimidating.
And you were very, very happy.
I did.
I came out of there
with a huge smile on my face.
One of the trainers that I work with, who knows Lisa as well, and Lisa's worked with him in the past, he goes, Lisa getting a massage? Like, oh yeah, that red light back there, that's her.
Uh-huh.
Red light, of course, being above the door where you were getting your massage. You weren't actually the personification of a red light, but I digress. So after that, it was about, you know, it was late morning, and we decided we needed to have some food.
Food.
So where did we wind up going?
Sunnyside Up
Pancake House on Devon Avenue in Elk Grove Village, Illinois.
I didn't even know this place was there.
I saw an article about this place in a local paper a while ago.
I'm just looking over the menu. It's kind of a classic Greek-style
family restaurant.
This is just... It's actually only open for breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. So, which I think it's cool. I think restaurants that specialize in breakfast and lunch do very well at it. So they have sandwiches and salads... And pita pizzas, which we can't speak to.
Because we didn't partake.
But over on the breakfast side, they have eggs, omelets, pancakes, waffles, French toast, Benedicts.
Potatoes.
Crepes, and my personal favorite, skillets.
Ah. Lisa's all about the skillets.
I am. I really am.
You get a little bit of everything. You get the best of many worlds.
And I guess it's a little less eggy than an omelet. And I kind of like that. They have a saganaki omelet.
Yeah, I saw that.
Crazy. So I had, just to dive right into it, they have a skillet with spicy Thai chicken, a Greek skillet, an Italian skillet, a chorizo skillet. I had the fabulous fajitas.
Oh, man. Beef fajitas.
Chopped up. Yeah, I went with steak. I was going all out. Chopped up steak fajita meat. Onions, peppers, tomatoes, mushrooms, cheddar cheese, plus the potatoes that typically come with a skillet and a couple scrambled eggs. Loved it.
Oh.
I am all about the Mexican food in the morning now.
And that kept you going for a long time, too, for the day.
That's a ton of food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't eat the whole thing, but it's a ton of food.
Man, oh, man. This was delicious. And it was seasoned perfectly.
Mm-hmm. It was. It wasn't too... I mean, it's definitely... I ordered some salsa with it, too. But it's definitely something that even somebody not really into spicy food or Mexican food could appreciate.
Mm-hmm. But that was just
delicious. Just that little bit of steak in the morning. Wow, it really goes a long way. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was also late morning, and
we had been up for a while.
Actually,
and, like 11.
Yeah. So, but it was really, really, really good. I had the biscuits and gravy. Typically, my standard for biscuits and gravy, and some people will laugh, but.
I'm laughing already.
I know. One of my favorite places for biscuits and gravy is Cracker Barrel. So when you go on vacation, you're driving somewhere, you stop there, and Cracker Barrel has really good biscuits and gravy. They had a really good biscuit and gravy mix, although the gravy was a little heavy on the, what was the seasoning we decided it was?
Oh, there's something in it like sage maybe?
I think it was sage. It wasn't bad. It was they were delicious, and they were piled high, and I also got a couple of eggs on the side, which were done to perfection.
But it was something that, to me, was unexpected in sausage gravy.
Mm-hmm. But it was still really good.
It was great.
So I enjoyed mine. We did have to switch tables at one point because one of us got a little overzealous with his coffee cup and spilled it.
All over his date.
His cheap date. Well, it wasn't so cheap because we had to go home.
His pants went from very hot and wet to very cold and wet.
Aww. But we got you home right away so you could change.
Yes.
So we are planning on going
to... The people who we moved next to look nervous, though, when we moved. After we wrecked one table, we moved one closer to them.
And that was a full cup of coffee. I apologize. Have I apologized enough for that yet? Yes. You poor thing. But the people who were there were very nice. The owner, the lady was very nice. She just said, oh, just move over there.
I think it happens all the time.
I think so. So the food was delicious. We'll probably be going back there for lunch or breakfast again to try some other things on the menu, but we really enjoyed it. The other fun thing was when we were checking out, the couple, we presume it's the couple who owns the place. We're talking about, how long were they married?
35 years.
I say white, she says black. We disagree on everything.
And Joe chimes in with...
Well, that's why your marriage works. Contrast.
Yeah. And they both looked just at me. Like...
They were very good-natured.
You guys haven't
it.
Been married long, have you? Contrast.
They were very good-natured about it. They were good people. That is the Sunny Side Up Pancake House. You can find them at 1142 West Devon Avenue. Did you know that in Chicago area, it's the only place where they pronounce D-E-V-O-N as Devon?
Devon.
Yeah, everyone else pronounces it Devon. You can always tell a newscaster when they're new to Chicago when they refer to Devon Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Devon Avenue at Rowling Road, which is in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. So if you're in the area, check it out.
So you got biscuits and gravy on
I did indeed.
Saturday morning. Then we came home, and Sunday morning I decided to make my own biscuits and gravy.
That's right. It was a throwdown.
It wasn't a throwdown. Maybe a little. It grew out of my recent discovery of how easy it is to make biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, fresh, homemade biscuits. It'll be even easier once I get the recipe memorized. As it is, with every new recipe, I lose a lot of time referring back to the recipe, and then, oh, crud, I forgot to get something out of the pantry. I have to go grab it.
Refresh us on whose biscuit recipe you like.
It's Alton Brown's.
Okay. But you've modified it.
My modification is I use half, for fat, I use half butter and half lard.
Okay.
And he suggests half butter and half shortening. I can't deal with shortening at all. Well, I guess I've never tried the butter-flavored shortening, but in this biscuit, I've made it enough different ways that I can say definitively the lard adds something.
What the French call a certain...
I don't know what. You can't taste the lard. It doesn't taste beefy. Or Alton said if you use all lard, it can get kind of gamey. Maybe if you used all lard. I like it to have some buttery. But I think the butter and the lard are a good compliment. I realize it's lard. Oh, I feel bad every time. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm just coughing.
I feel bad every time I open the refrigerator and see the word lard.
We'll turn it around. Turn the thing around.
And, fine, and brainiac.
Then it'll say...
Manteca. Anyway, I know that it's not PC to cook with lard, but it really is good. And, you know, we don't do it every day.
And your biscuits turned out wonderfully. You also... I passed along a trick to you from Nanette, Tim and Nanette from the For Whatever Reason show.
I'm getting to that.
Okay, go ahead.
Actually, I have been toying with different ways of rolling these biscuits out because... Rolling them out and cutting them out and then re-rolling and recutting is kind of a pain.
Plus, you got really cheesed off at your biscuit cutters.
Yeah, because they suck. So I had been experimenting with drop biscuits, but they're just not the same. They're good, and they have their own special niche, but they don't seem like a biscuit. Nanette suggested, this is so simple, I can't believe it. Roll your biscuit dough out into a rectangle, and you do have to kind of form it up on the edges to make it square, and then use a pizza cutter to cut it into square biscuits. You get exactly 12, exactly the same size, exactly the same height, And you don't work any extra flour in by having to roll the scraps out a second time. I couldn't believe it. I rolled those out and I put them on the pan and I was like,
Did you cook those in the oven or did you convection them?
How long did it take for somebody to think of this? It's brilliant. I cooked them in the oven. Okay. And the convection oven, I don't really know how to deal with that. Those anyway, they came out perfect. They came out square. They actually look a little like a scone in that way. But they were wonderful. Oh, and what I've been trying to get to with all this is the gravy. I made sausage gravy. Ridiculously simple sausage gravy. It's just sausage. And then you take the sausage out, use the sausage grease and juices to make a gravy with flour and milk. I found that a gravy of flour and milk... Also, I used a nonstick skillet, which I think you have to have some like crustiness at the bottom of your skillet to make a good gravy. I found that the flour and milk made a really bland gravy. I mean, did you think so?
Well,
the sausage was okay. I used like just regular breakfast sausage. The sausage was okay, but I thought the gravy that held it together was just boring.
There wasn't a lot of it. It wasn't. It was very thick, and there wasn't.
Yeah, that's because I kept seasoning it, and I cooked it longer than it should have been cooked.
But I thought it was good. Maybe could have used a little bit punching up, but I'm not going to complain. Like, I got biscuits and gravy for breakfast. What am I, stupid? No, it was terrible, honey. I'm going back to Cracker Barrel. Oh, never mind. The nearest one's like 75 miles away. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can't show up there in your boxers, can you?
That's a good point. Ew. Now you're giving our listeners like bad images.
Oh.
We'll move on.
Your boxers and a hoodie.
My UIC hoodie.
I only use salt and pepper as seasoning because every recipe I found said just use salt and pepper. So I didn't even know where else in my spice rack to consult. So that said, recommendations of sausage that makes a good base or seasonings that can be added to punch up the gravy are welcome.
Okay.
As I strive to perfect the biscuits and gravy. If I have my way, I'll never leave the house again. We'll have to cancel the show.
That's right. It'll become the cheap.
Of course, I can only cook like that once a week, so I don't know what you'll eat the other days.
Anything else we need to tell these folks before we let them go and head on their merry way?
Anything else you want to know? Any questions out there?
I don't know. We're listening. No answer.
Well, if you would stop talking Sorry. For a minute.
Okay, shout into your iPods right now. Whoa. Okay. We'll get to you later.
This is, wow. We need to put away the tequila.
It's turning into...
And wrap it up.
It's turning into podcast verite. Do we need to thank people for downcasting our pod load?
Ew! Yeah.
Tell you what. I don't think we talked about this on the last show. How about a capsule review of Sweeney Todd the movie? Five words or less. Okay. I'm with you. I think it's good. I had high expectations. I'm a big fan of Johnny Depp. I'm a big fan of Tim Burton. I was a little disappointed with this. We did, however, see The Orphanage. If you'll remember from our show last year, about a year ago, we talked about Pan's Labyrinth, which I was just
at
gushing
great
about.
Length.
And I was still gushing about this. This is... It's executive, the executive producer of The Orphanage is Guillermo del Toro, who did Pan's Labyrinth, but it's not actually directed or written by him.
Also the guy behind Hellboy.
Right.
For those who are into that.
And there's a new Hellboy coming out too. But The Orphanage was very, very good. It was sad. It was much, I think it was sadder than Pan's Labyrinth, but it was still very mythical and mystical and...
It was definitely sad, but it was very, very good and very scary.
So we recommend The Orphanage. Sweeney Todd, I would say wait till it comes out on video. I'll tell you what. Imagine
really.
Johnny Depp standing at a window looking out, looking combination of cheesed off and forlorn and angry and I guess cheesed off and angry.
That's pretty much on the poster, I think. Imagine
if you've seen the poster, you've seen the movie. And then and then what's her name?
Imagine Johnny Depp, like, spilling enough blood to fill a swimming pool and him not being very moved by it and you not being very moved
right.
by it.
Right. I think that's what it was.
Thinking that it's funny nor crazy nor awful nor really anything in particular. It's just a bunch of blood that in such excess that you can't even take it seriously.
Well, I think that's kind of the point.
Well,
but still.
Fine, but
you can't even
still.
It's not even funny in the fact that it's...
I mean, I've seen over-the-top horror movies, and
Shaun of the Dead?
I was thinking more like of House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, okay.
Which is just so violent as to, at some point you throw up your hands and go, I can't even take
all
this
right,
seriously
I'm just
anymore.
Along for the ride now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so.
But still, you feel like disgust and all kinds of things.
Right. So Sweeney Todd gets an eh. The Orphanage gets.
Woohoo!
Okay. Woo!
Oh, God, our rating system is like.
I kind of like
now.
That. I like that. Okay. All right, well, anyway, let's let these people go because they've given us a half hour of their time. We hope we've entertained you. And if we haven't.
Unsubscribe.
You get what you pay for. No, don't tell people to unsubscribe.
Well, they can't. What am I supposed to beg them to stay?
As always, thank you to everyone for all the emails and the voicemails. We love your comments and keep them coming. Lisa has a couple of requests for this show. Just rewind, go back, and you'll hear what they are. If they want to get a hold of us, what exactly?
I dare you to try to recap.
There you go. So if people want to get a hold of us, how do they do that?
We heart voicemail. They can call us at 206-203-3283, which is 203-DATE, I believe.
Oh, I get it.
But not date like when you text and you have to hit the keys more
than
once.
Yeah, that's the one thing that screws
me
up.
That's getting tricky, isn't it?
That screws me up when I'm on my BlackBerry and like I know Becky's phone spells out something, but I can't spell it out on my BlackBerry because BlackBerry has different numbers. So.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, 206-203-3283. Or
the old-fashioned way, email cheapdateshow@gmail.com.
What's happened to us where email is old-fashioned?
I was being ironic.
Oh.
Ironical.
I think that's going to be it for this fortnight.
Yeah, I think that's it plus 5 minutes.
Okay. It plus five. Thank you very much for listening. We will talk to you guys in a fortnight.
Good night.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.